Many sleep struggles involve thoughts, habits, worry, or conflict. But not every sleep problem is a mindset problem. Sometimes the organic body is sending a signal that deserves medical attention. You are an organic human, an embodied soul with spiritual and physical life before God. Your breathing, nerves, muscles, pain pathways, hormones, medications, and health conditions all enter the night with you. A physical sleep block is not proof that you lack faith, discipline, or gratitude. One important example is obstructive sleep apnea. During sleep, the upper airway repeatedly narrows or closes, interrupting breathing and fragmenting sleep. Warning signs may include loud, persistent snoring, pauses in breathing noticed by another person, choking or gasping, morning headaches, dry mouth, and strong daytime sleepiness. Snoring by itself does not prove sleep apnea, and a phone recording or wearable cannot diagnose it. But repeated breathing pauses, gasping, or dangerous sleepiness deserve qualified evaluation. Another physical block is restless legs syndrome. A person may feel a strong urge to move the legs, often with uncomfortable sensations that become worse during rest or in the evening and improve for a time with movement. This is not simply nervousness or a bad habit. It can have several contributing factors and should not be treated through casual supplement advice. A clinician can help evaluate the pattern and decide what care is appropriate. Pain can also keep the body vigilant. Arthritis, injury, headaches, nerve pain, reflux, illness, and other conditions may make it difficult to settle or stay asleep. Sleep disruption and pain can reinforce one another. That does not mean the pain is imaginary. It means the whole organic human may need thoughtful care. Psalm 139:14 says, "I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Wonderfully made does not mean never sick, never injured, or never in need of help. It means your body matters before God. Paying attention to it can be an act of stewardship. Do not diagnose yourself from one symptom. Do not ignore what is persistent, worsening, or dangerous. Notice patterns. Write down what you or a trusted person have observed. Seek qualified help when breathing, movement, pain, or illness may be blocking sleep. Sleep is received, not forced. When the body is asking for care, the faithful response may not be to try harder to relax. It may be to listen without shame, pray for wisdom, and begin a medical conversation. AASM guidance treats obstructive sleep apnea as requiring comprehensive clinical evaluation rather than self-diagnosis. Recognized warning signs include loud snoring, breathing pauses, gasping, choking, and excessive daytime sleepiness. The current AASM restless legs guideline likewise supports individualized professional assessment, while recent research describes a two-way relationship between disturbed sleep and chronic pain. PubMed